Welcome to Watch This Movie Podcast. I'm Jim.
I'm Scarecrow.
What it do? We're your host.
What it do?
So, what's up, man? It's been a week. It has been a week. I've heard rumors you're stepping up your movie game.
Yeah, I'm trying to, after last week, you know, this podcast here has got me, you know, whipped into shape a little bit. Trying to get out to see some movies, watch some old movies I missed, you know. Caught Cowboys and Aliens.
I also saw Cowboys and Aliens. Saw it last night, opening night. We'll get into a little bit of that. You caught up on some of the other films. What did you think of the, like, you had a story today. Didn't you go see Transformers today?
Yes. I went to see Cowboys and Aliens, of course.
Yep.
And then I was thinking to myself, Transformers starts right after this end, so I'm going to walk in.
See,
walk
that's
over.
That's what else you'll learn. You'll learn.
Have my 3D glasses in my pocket.
Yeah.
So I get in there, sit down. All of a sudden, the fucking, the trailer started playing. Then the fire alarm goes off. So I'm like, all right. I don't know how I'm going to get back in. I'm getting worried because I didn't pay for this movie. So everybody had to go out. So we're all sitting out there for 20 minutes or so. And then they're like, all right, come back in. We're going to start the movies. And then fucking, we'll give you free passes for another movie. So I'm like, all right, they didn't check anyone's ticket because there was so many people coming back in. So I sat down, they started it up. Fucking guy comes in, hands everyone free passes. So there you go.
So
walk
you got
in and get a free ticket.
Double free movie. That is the
but
way
they fucked
it's
it up.
Did
No, they fucked up Transformers. Like the curtains were half closed and shit. It was a disaster.
Annoying. That's the worst. Was it one of those things, like, did they even start the movie from the beginning, or was it all, like, fucked up?
Well, what happened was they played the trailers over again, and then as soon as the last trailer ended, Captain America, the lights came on and nothing, and the curtains closed halfway. And then I'm like, okay, so I go out and say something, like, oh, there was a problem with the transfer, they'll have it in a second. About 10 minutes later, the movie starts, and I'm watching, and the curtains aren't going back.
Ugh.
So I go outside, I'm like, the curtains. They're like, oh, we're sorry, I want to it froze. I'm like, whatever. So I was kind of pissed watching Transformers with like half a screen, but whatever.
Well, it's funny because you got the free movie, but you're the one that's still coming out like, movie didn't start.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on?
Yeah, I was like fucking pissed. And then when you think about it, I should have been like happy to even be in there and getting free tickets. But I was thinking I wanted another free ticket.
Yeah.
Because halfway through the movie, the fucking thing started coming up. You know, oh, the movie quiz that you see before the movie was superimposed on the fucking screen, too. So I'm like, am I being pumped now? Is this like a joke? I'm like, but hey, whatever.
Yeah, it's on like a timer probably, because it's like the movie is supposed to have been over by then, but the fire alarm
right.
And all that shit happens. So it's like, oh, here comes this shit.
Yeah, so fuck that. But it kind of ruined the movie for me a bit. But
yeah, I can't really imagine enjoying a movie with all that bullshit happening. Were there a lot of people there?
Oh, I was like, it was me and like there was some other guy with his kid. So,
huh.
No,
yeah.
Not in that
one. Not really.
No, no one. It was good, you know. Saw those movies today. And I caught up on Harry Potter last week.
What'd you think of that one?
I loved it.
I thought it was pretty good. Even I loved, my favorite shot is that little fucking aborted. That little aborted Voldemort. That's my favorite thing right there in the whole series, probably.
That movie, it was interesting, but I will say I loved it. It's a little strong. I liked it a really lot, but
yeah.
If this was last year at this time, it probably would have been further down the list of movies I've seen. But mm-hmm. For some reason this year, I don't know, I've just been seeing the wrong movies. It's been an awful year, so I would say it was really good, but I have it at number one right now, but it should be about 9 or 8.
Oh, yeah, that's true, because you talked about this last week. Kind of your run of films you've been seeing this year hasn't – it's been pretty mediocre, huh?
Yeah, it's been a bummer. But next week, I think it's going to change, because I think that Rise of the Planet of the Apes
– I really want to see that. I'm pretty excited for that. Well, let's get into it first then. We talked about it at the end of the show last week. We set two movies. We talked about Them and Rubber. Unfortunately, I didn't get to see Them. I was catching up on my Parks and Recreation. I finished it. So you can watch that if you want to.
You'll get it.
But I did see Rubber. Now, you watched Rubber also?
Yeah, I watched it twice because the first time I watched it, I fell asleep because it was kind of... I think it was right after we did the show last week.
Uh-huh.
I tried to watch it, but I don't know. I watched it again, and I don't know. I mean, I guess you can give the guy credit. I give him credit for, like, maybe trying something different, but I don't know.
We'll set it up in case people didn't watch or didn't hear the show or whatever. It's this movie, Rubber. I guess they say it's a horror movie. There's murders in it, so I guess technically it's kind of a horror movie. But it's about a killer tire. It's a tire that just kind of gets up and, you know, rolls down the street and starts going after people. But that's kind of not only what it's about. It's about some other stuff.
There's some other shit going on. Like, there's people watching it, and they're not even part of the movie, I guess. Or they are, or they aren't.
Hold on.
I don't know how they can see. This doesn't take place right in front of them the whole time. The fucking tire drives, like, 2 miles down the street to a hotel. How the fuck can they see what's going on the whole time? And then, I don't know. There's just a lot of things and that don't add up. But then they say, well, that's a movie about no reason. So we do this stuff for no reason. But then, I don't know. Maybe you need a reason.
One of the big points of the movie is no reason. Now, I mean, we're going to get into the movie here. I mean, you can watch it on Netflix Instant or just hear us tell you about it. I mean... doesn't really matter. Spoilers, I don't feel, in this movie.
Yeah, it doesn't. Nothing matters with this movie.
It's just kind of watching it and being like, wow, they did it. They did it, man.
Yeah. There was one scene I liked, but that's about it.
I really liked the beginning scene. This is how the movie opens. There's just a guy waiting in the desert, and there's all these chairs in a road. A car drives up and knocks over every chair. And then a cop gets out of the trunk and he walks up to the camera and he starts talking to you, the viewer, breaking the fourth wall, and he explains no reason. And some of it, I feel, was good points. Why is E.T. Brown? No reason. Why does JFK get killed in JFK? No reason. And then whatever.
There might have been a reason for that.
Yeah. They get ridiculous. They get absurd with it. And basically setting up the movie, because some people are going to be like, why is this tire killing people? And he's trying to tell you, don't look for a reason to this. And there's a lot of choices in the movie that, are supposed to, I guess, no reason, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason, so they set it up like that, but... I was looking for reasons, I guess, a lot. I don't know why.
Steven Spielberg movie, E.T. Why is the alien brown? No reason. In Love Story, why did the two characters fall madly in love with each other? No reason. In Oliver Stone's JFK, why is the president suddenly assassinated by some stranger? No reason. In the excellent Chainsaw Massacre by Toby Hooper, why don't we ever see the characters go to the bathroom or wash their hands like people do in real life? Absolutely no reason. Worse, in The Pianist by Polanski, how come this guy has to hide and live like a bum when he plays the piano so well? Once again, the answer is no reason. I could go on for hours with more examples. The list is endless. You probably never gave it a thought. But all great films, without exception, contain an important element of no reason. And you know why? Because life itself is filled with no reason.
I really did like the first scene because I feel like it at least... I said to myself, okay, I know what I'm in for now. There's going to be a lot of weird shit. Don't question it. Just roll with it. And the name of the director is Quentin Dupieux, so I don't know, it must be some French guy.
French Quentin.
It seems like it would be a French movie. There's there's an audience, like you were saying, there, like it pans out and he was talking to a bunch of people that have binoculars and apparently they're watching the movie. Like they're like us.
They're watching it somehow, but there's no reason for that.
What happened? Oh, the tire gets up, the quote rubber, the titular rubber, and just rolls into town and has telekinesis, I guess you could call it.
Yeah.
It makes people's heads explode.
Can blow people's heads up by it shimmers. Yeah.
Which was cool, except for like the 40th time it did it. It just kept blowing people's heads up over and over again.
I know it's no reason, but I just didn't like that there was this crowd watching with binoculars, even when the thing was like 10 miles down the street.
Yes.
Like they could see everything. And I don't know. It's just, it wasn't scary. I know it's a horror. All horror movies are scary, but it just, I don't know. There was no suspense to it or anything. There was no reason. So I guess that's their out. You know, if you watch it and go, well, what the fuck was this? There was no reason, remember?
Yeah.
So I get that. But there was one scene I really liked where it was the tire was having flashbacks of like moments before.
Yeah, it did have a flashback of being on a car, didn't it?
Yeah, it was sitting there thinking and it saw the girl like it liked, I guess it's Robert, the tire.
Yeah.
Is that what his name is? Yeah, and he was thinking of his girl and shit. I don't know.
I mean, you got to give it to him a little bit. It's different.
Yeah.
Is it different for different sake, though? Like, is it?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's almost like two different, like different, like, oh, I'm just trying to be different and on purpose, like too much. I don't know.
Well, before we get a little bit more into it, someone on the board posted their thoughts on it, too. They checked it out. Almost heard the show. Ever changing on the jimandthem.com/forum. It wasn't the worst movie I've ever seen. The dialogue really sucked in certain parts. What made it good was the actor's delivery of the dialogue. The opening monologue, for example, is really dumb, in my opinion, but the actor delivered it in a way that made it a lot more appealing than it should have been. Even though I really liked that scene, I could agree with that.
That's true, too, because the guy was doing it good.
That guy was
good.
Some
of the things, points he made was stupid.
That guy was pretty good. It was an interesting film, and they actually strayed away from what I thought they were going to go for, which turned out to be the best interest of the film. Kind of fell asleep during the ending, not because it was boring. I was just tired, so I didn't really understand the whole tricycle bit. Spoiler alert, it becomes reincarnated as a tricycle.
Yeah, that aggravated me, too. Not so much that it got reincarnated as a tricycle, but then all the other tires started coming up. I was like, all right, so maybe it's just this one tire is possessed by something, and it went into the tricycle. But then, like, every tire got up. And
yes.
Like, I don't know.
Overall, I'd probably give it 2 stars. Really liked the part where the sheriff was telling everybody to go home and that it wasn't real, only that to find out that one dude was watching. Because in a way, you have to look at it. If you look at it like a comedy, it's kind of good. Because, yes, the whole thing is that there's people watching it. They call them the spectators. And they're basically watching the movie you're watching, but they're just in the desert with binoculars watching from a distance. And the whole thing is happening because they're watching. And this sheriff knows about it. And at one point, they try to poison all the spectators so they can stop. And he thinks that they're all dead. So he just starts telling everyone, all right, go home. You go home to your lives. And they're like, what are you talking about? This is real life. He's like, no, this isn't real life. Go ahead, shoot me. Just shoot me.
I like how he got shot, but then there was bullet holes anyway. And he still was like,
and it didn't matter.
Yeah, I don't know. That was pretty cool, but it wasn't terrible.
It's kind of funny when you think about it, because one guy survived using a wheelchair, but it was funny because it's almost like, we want to end this film. Just go, stop watching. But this one guy's like, no, I like it. I want to see. I want to watch it. I'll watch it forever.
Yeah, I like when he came up to the van and was knocking on it, and he's like, what are you doing? This isn't right.
He's like, the scene doesn't make any sense.
So, yeah, I guess there was some good to it. I'd say 2.5 stars out of, what, 4, 5?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, it does, it's the guy, the spectator gets involved in the movie, and, he's like, I want to see how it ends. So the cop goes in and just shoots it, and he's like, there's your ending. Throws the stupid tire on him, and he's like, but that ending sucked. And then the tricycle comes out. He's reincarnated as a tricycle, but then it just kills him. And I don't. Yeah, he brings all these other tires up, which I assume is a hint at the sequel, possibly. Maybe tires.
Yeah, I don't know.
It got the thing with the tire. It kept blowing up heads, which is kind of a cool effect. But then it just got old. It's like, all right, we get it. It's gonna stop. Just like you're gonna have a scene where a guy stares at a tire and the tire stares at it, and then their head explodes.
Oh, and the funny part when it was in the pool, and the kid's like, maybe it drowns, like it tried to kill itself or something because of the girl. He wanted that girl.
I gotta give it a watch. This, just don't watch it, because I really did feel the trailer. I'm pretty sure was like, it's a horror movie with a killer tire. It's not that. It's just an absurd kind of. It's almost a joke about movies, I guess.
Yeah, I'll give it a watch. This too. Yeah.
I was looking up the director. He's got this other movie called Steak, which I thought was going to be about a killer steak.
It's not.
But I guess it's about like two teenagers, and one of them's in an insane asylum, and how they like their friendship survives or something.
Is it an American, the language, or is he? I know he's French, so.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, because I know he's French, but I don't know if these are like, if he's actually from France or what, or if he just tries to pretend he's from France.
Yeah, maybe. He just wants to be the new Quentin.
Oh, actually, wait. No, it is, yeah, because he has another film that's from France. So, yeah, he's a real French guy. Good for him.
Right.
this one, Stakes in French. And then he has his first movie's called Non-Film.
So he's already getting into that.
Yeah, a young actor. This reminds me of parts of Rubber. A young actor wakes up in the middle of shooting of a movie he doesn't understand. After shooting a few scenes, the main character accidentally shoots and kills the crew. Despite the accident, the survivors decide to continue to shoot the movie without a script and without a camera. But the lack of a script will lead them to disaster. I kind of want to watch this guy's other movies.
Yeah, I want to check that. That one you just said, Non-Film.
Yeah,
how old is that now?
2002.
Oh, okay. If I can find it somewhere.
And I guess he just finished his newest film called Wrong.
I love the titles.
Yeah, it's just...
He doesn't get too deep in the title.
It started with Non-Film, continued with Steak, followed up with Rubber, and his next film's called Wrong. It doesn't really say what it's about or anything, though.
Hmm. I don't know. It's an interesting take, I guess, on...
It is kind of... Yeah, in a way, when you're watching it, you're like, what the fuck am I watching? Like,
you know what it could be, too? He could be like us, like... You've seen so many movies, and he's like, fuck these movies. It's everything same fucking time. Same thing, same everything. I'm just going to do this. Fuck you. It's almost like he's telling everyone to go fuck themselves with this movie.
We're just doing this now, and that's all we're doing from now on.
Give him that, you know.
So, Rubber, you can check it out on Netflix Instant if you didn't already. If you did check it out, shoot us an email with what your thoughts were on it, or get on the Gym and Them forums.
Yeah, definitely get on those forums.
And then we got some new trailer came out this week.
Sir, my radar's totally dead.
Prepare to fire.
Sir, which weapons?
Battleship?
Yeah.
Was it Milton Bradley? Milton Bradley do bad.
Yeah, the board game. Yeah, I think it's Milton Bradley, not Parker Brothers.
Now I am gonna go and say that I'm an apologist for this movie, and I kind of want to see it.
Well, I watched the trailer, and I didn't understand. Some alien ship came out of the ocean and looked like it had enough power to blow up planet Earth. So I don't know. Well, they need battleships to fight it, but
yeah,
whatever.
Excuse me.
No reason.
It could even be part of that. It's the no reason. It's like, why is there an alien in the ocean? No reason. Because we need to make a movie.
And why are we going to use battleships to fight it when we need something more powerful? No reason.
But I think they just stumble upon it. They stumble upon something out in the water, and it turns out it's an alien battleship. Shuts down their radar or whatever the fuck they have, so yeah. There has to be sunk my battleship in it, right?
Yeah, someone's got to say that. If they don't, then you just have to,
or at least maybe I sunk your battleship.
There definitely will be.
Because Liam Neeson's in it, so maybe he'll be like...
Yeah. He's like, I always thought Liam Neeson is like the English version of Keanu Reeves or something, or like a dope. Because yeah. Usually English actors are, you know, they're sophisticated and everything, and this guy is just... I don't know.
It's weird.
He's not bad, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird, because it's like, well... I think because of his accent, like in the, when you first come across him and stuff, you're like, oh, you got to take this guy seriously. Just listen to his accent. Yeah, just listen to that shit. And then, yeah, I don't know if he does the most best, like that many good movies, really. I mean, he's in what, episode one? He's in Batman Begins. He's decent in that.
Taken.
I never even saw Taken.
Yeah, it's not that good as they say.
He's in that Definitely. Clash of the Titans movie.
Oh, Unknown, that was...
Wasn't that another, Taken? Wasn't that...
Yeah, Taken, like another version. it's the same guy.
The A-Team, I didn't see that one either.
No, I missed it.
We did see... We went and saw Kinsey in theaters, I remember.
Oh, yeah, back in... That wasn't too bad. I don't really remember it.
Yeah, me
I remember
either.
It was pretty good. yeah, I don't... I know we saw it.
But yeah, so he's repping in the new Battleship movie... Liam
Any
Neeson.
Chicks in it? That one on the beach in the beginning?
Rihanna's in it.
Well, I never really...
I don't know who that girl is at the beginning of the trailer, though.
Yeah, she looked pretty good, but... I don't know, man. I'll see it just to laugh, I think, but...
Well, here's what it is. It's similar to my stance on Cowboys and Aliens. One of the reasons why I want to see it is because Cowboys and Aliens didn't look particularly good from the trailer.
Right.
But I was like, you know, I kind of like Jon Favreau as a director. Daniel Craig's cool. Harrison Ford's cool. I like Olivia Wilde. So I was like, you know what? I would like to check that out.
Yeah.
Now, with Battleship, Peter Berg's directing it. He did, like, Friday Night Lights.
That was good.
And he's an actor. Like, he's an actor, but he's been direct. Like, he directed Hancock, too. And,
I thought Hancock wasn't as bad as they said.
Yeah, I agree with that. He did that movie, The Kingdom, and he did The Rundown, too. He directed The Rundown and Very Bad Things.
Oh, we like The Rundown.
Yeah, I like his movies.
Yeah, so maybe. I don't know.
And the main dude in it is from the Friday Night Lights TV show. Oh, Brooklyn Decker, that's the chick. She was in the Adam Sandler movie. I never saw that, though. Like, see, a lot of these new ones, I don't even see. It's like, yeah, enough of that.
Yeah.
But
New Sandlin, it's a terrible.
So for people that don't know, they're in a battleship just out in the water. Who knows what the fuck they're doing? They're not going to war or nothing. They're just like shimmying around in this goddamn.
Yeah, just chilling out there doing exercises and shit.
And the synopsis says an armada of unknown origins forces them to do battle, and they must thwart their destructive goals.
There's no way they can defeat that ship that came out of the ocean. That's Did you see the whole Earth was moving and shit when that thing put up a shield?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Is the shield? Because in the trailer, the alien ship like puts a shield up. Is that kind of like setting up the game? Like, we can't leave. We're in this game of battleship.
Yeah, it could be. It looked like it's shooting some shit that the Transformers were shooting up in the sky. Yeah. That was serious firepower.
When's
this movie come out anyway?
It comes out. It doesn't come out until like next May or something.
Oh, okay. So it's a serious, you know, attempt. They're gonna put it in May.
Yes.
I figured Labor Day or something. Fuck, it's stupid.
Yeah, I thought it was just coming out. Yeah, in the fall or some shit. But no, they're trying to make it like a, you know, summer film, summer movie.
Well, Peter Berg.
They're gonna be up against the Avengers though, and I don't know when Batman's coming out. Like, oof, I don't know. Battleship.
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna. Do too well, but I'll check it out.
Well, because
shitty.
The trailer came on before Cowboys and Aliens, and one of the quotes we heard from a guy behind us was "stupid movies." And Jake Sprague made the great point: "Well, like, well, we're here to see Cowboys and Aliens, so it's not that stupid, I guess." Like,
I guess if you could, yeah, that's true.
We're here to see a movie called Cowboys and Aliens.
Like, this guy's some, like, elitist seeing this movie.
Yeah, but he's sitting
Fuck
down.
Battleship.
Fuck, it ain't no Cowboys and Aliens. Give me Cowboys and Aliens any day. Fucking Battleship.
Yeah, that movie. I don't know.
Well, when you want. But because this isn't where it stops. I remember reading about this when they, like, first said how they wanted to make it into a movie. And at least I give them credit because I'm sure it started out where they're like, let's make a battleship movie and just have battleships fight. And then someone's probably like, well, let's just make aliens fight them. And then everyone's like, fuck yeah, good idea.
Yeah, if you throw aliens in, that changes everything.
Because otherwise, who are you going to fight? You're going to fight, like, the Japs, or you're going to fight, like, the British or something? And then, you know, that country.
Old, yeah. That's old shit. Old World War shit. None of that goes on these days, man. You need to spice it up.
And plus, like, then that country won't want to see it because someone has to win. So it's
all about making money, too. You can't offend anybody. Right?
Yeah, you can't have them lose Battleship to us. And the other thing, it does show the alien bullets looked like the pegs in the game, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, that's the part I actually saw when I was in I walked right in. There's these pegs shoot, and then Liam Neeson goes, fire, or something. Yeah. And I saw Battleship on the screen. I was like,
And you got to give them credit because there's even a quick shot in the trailer where the camera zooms up into the sky and you can see kind of the battleship layout. It's like, here's some ships, here's some ships.
So for fans of the game, don't worry. They got you. They got your back.
Yeah. They're covering all bases on this. Yeah. But I remember when I first read about this is when they also announced they haven't done it yet, but they're supposed to be doing a Monopoly movie.
No, come on.
Yeah, but like...
How?
I have no idea. Like Ridley
Scott.
Is it going
to be aliens?
Aliens come and they're like, give me all your money. I'm going to sell it back to you. I'll sell you back your land. Ridley Scott's involved, though. If they're saying, we're developing a great story. I think it's something to do where a guy like wakes up in Monopoly Land or some shit like that.
Oh, so he'll be like running on a Monopoly board and shit?
Probably. They're like, it's not Wall Street. It's about property ownership and the play pattern of the game. What?
What the fuck? I don't understand it, but why are there's some pretty good directors getting involved with these movies?
They're trying to make board game movies the next thing because the superhero genre is kind of almost tapped out.
Yeah, they're almost running out, so... I guess that's the next thing.
They need something.
I want to see Chutes and Ladders or something.
Yeah.
Like you could have everyone on LSD. It would be interesting.
What, just start climbing ladders?
Yeah, and just sliding down them. I don't know.
Just make it like really kind of impressionistic, like those paintings that have tons of ladders that go nowhere.
Yeah.
And it's like, where are we going? It doesn't matter. No reason. No reason.
That's what it's almost like you have to have no reason when you do a board game. So maybe this Quentin guy... J.P.D.U., whatever the fuck his name is onto something.
Yeah, they sign him. They're like, hey, we want you on this Candyland movie. It's like, yeah, he's like, no reason I wouldn't. Let's do it.
Candyland could be good. You could, like, have little vans and you could lure children in with candy and shit.
Just make it about a fucking pedophile. Yeah. And then the family's coming like, this is not what we expected. They make it's like the, what the fuck was that, Kevin Bacon pedophile movie?
I remember that. The Woodsman or something?
Yeah, he was just hanging out. Yeah, I think he lived like across the street from a school, but like he got out of jail from being a pedo, and he's trying not to be a pedo anymore.
Was it little boys, though, or girls? Because if it was girls, that's cool.
I think it was little boys, though.
Oh, fuck that.
Let's see.
I'd love to live across from a school. Watch like a junior high. That would be cool. I wouldn't do nothing, just look out the window and be like, yeah.
A pedo. No, I'm just a pedophile returns to his hometown after 12 years in prison, attempts to start a new life.
No one liked him. I remember he was just depressed. Everyone hated him, and then it ended.
And there's no way they'd let him move into a small apartment across the street from an elementary school.
I know, you got to register and shit, so that's not going to happen.
He finds solace from Vicky, a tough-talking woman who promises not to judge him for his history.
Yeah, but you can't not judge that, a pedophile.
Yeah, you can't. Sorry, man. Sorry, Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Oh, I think it was young girls. Because, yeah, there's a scene where he becomes friends with a young girl in the park. And it's like, oh, am I going to rape her or am I just going to be your friend?
Yeah, I saw this movie. I don't think he did, though. I think he stared in the mirror a lot and then decided not to.
The Woodsman, 2004, everybody.
Check it out.
We cover all the bases on these movies. And we were talking beforehand a little bit about because I saw before Cowboys and Aliens, I saw the trailer for this Conan the Barbarian remake that's coming out.
Oh yeah, I just watched that a while ago.
And I know it's not like Greek, or actually, I don't even know what. Who does Conan fight? He just fights like mythical people.
Yeah, I think he's just not a bounty hunter, but he doesn't have any allegiance to anybody, I don't think.
But like, it's even though it's not the same, I guess, I don't know, time period, or even if it's more fantasy, it's like these movies are late passing 300, right?
Yeah, you would have thought that these movies would have came out a couple of years ago. Like, once a movie like that gets big, they start churning them out, but I guess they're late.
Because the other one is this movie, The Immortals.
Yeah, no, that looks just like 300.
Yeah.
It's like the same thing.
Because they take these, you know, Greek mythology stories or whatever, and they just kind of load it up with green screen, and it has that same, it just has that same look where it's like kind of fake but hyper real, or just like over the top.
In that one too, like the army they're fighting is about the same as like a million of them, like 300. So it's the same movie, but this guy uses a bow and arrow, I think. It lights up.
Oh, that's about it. He's got some, because there's a scene in the Immortals trailer where they're all floating in the sky or something, and they're fighting in the sky. But the thing is, there are some movies like, I mean, for example, I was just saying how I go see Battleship, which of course looks like shit.
Right.
But there are some movies where in their ridiculousness, I'm like, dude, that looks ridiculous. I want to see that. But when it comes to this, like, what do they call them? Like Sword and Sandal or something?
I don't really like those to begin with. So it has to really be like 300 I liked.
Yeah,
somehow,
300 was good.
I'm not usually into that shit. So it would take a lot.
Because I never even saw Troy. Was that a thing?
Yeah, I never watched that either.
I mean,
that was Brad Pitt, right?
Yeah, Brad Pitt was in it.
Yeah, he left the fountain to do Troy. Nice job.
Yeah.
Fucked up the fountain.
Good job, asshole. We're here to tell you. We'll put you on blast like 4 years later. Well, like 7 years later. Whatever.
I was psyched for the fountain, and I think that fucked it all up. I know it. Aronofsky was all pissed and didn't come out as good.
Yeah, I think the fountain originally was like Brad Pitt and what's her face? The one he ended up doing Benjamin Button with.
Oh, fuck.
I can't think of her stupid name.
She's... Yeah. Is it that one, Blanchett? No.
Yes. Yeah, that is it. It's Kate. Yeah, Kate Blanchett. But then, and, I mean, what's his face was all right. Fucking Wolverine, Hugh Jackman.
Oh, he was in that? Yeah.
Yeah,
I watched some of that. I don't know. He kept getting smaller or something, and I turned it off.
This guy's getting fucking smaller over here. Turn this shit off. No, I was talking about not Benjamin Button, The Fountain.
Oh, The Fountain? Hugh Jackman was in The Fountain. I was let down by that because I was so excited for it, and then I watched it, and I was like, not bad.
I mean, honestly, we had followed it like when it was Brad Pitt, and it ended up, we were following that movie for like 3 or 4 years before it finally came out.
Yeah, because I remember how it was like, what was that one? Requiem for a Dream was so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And this was going to be his next movie or something. And we were, and then it just was, not as good.
Yeah, because then he did Black Swan. Black Swan was really good.
Yeah, I like that.
He was supposed to be doing the new Wolverine movie, but he was like, he said, fuck these tits. He's doing something else instead.
Wait, I was thinking of which tits. You bring up tits, I'm thinking of which actors we're talking about now.
All right, hold on. All right, no. Whatever you say, just smile and laugh. That shows confidence.
Smile and laugh. Okay.
Do it.
All right. You guys, going camping?
Hey. Now look, we don't want any trouble, all right? So just back off.
And then, I mean, a movie that, I guess, if you kind of know what you're doing, I mean, this movie's technically not out yet. It finally has distribution, and it's coming out September 30th. But this movie, Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Watch this.
And
I'm telling you.
I agree.
This is the movie.
I agree. And this is, it's, what the fuck was I going to say?
It's got Tyler Bean in it.
Yeah, Tyler Bean's in it. Alan Tudyk's in it. It's basically, you know, the movies with, you know, Chainsaw Massacre, Hills Have Eyes, with the hillbillies that are going to kill the college kids. It's that, you know, that type of idea. It's these college kids are going out to go camping or whatever all together, and they run into these hillbillies and they get really scared of them, but they're nice dudes. And
yeah, see, this is what they should, what rubber, like, let's just be different to be different because we're a bunch of assholes and fuck everybody. But this was like different just because they flipped it a little, like,
yes,
they had the same setup for a horror movie, but then they did that thing, you know what I mean, with the you know, the hillbillies were nice, and then how are they all gonna die? And so it was just different, but it was good.
And it was mostly because the college co-eds were judging them by their looks or whatever, and they would run away or get really scared and eventually and somehow kill themselves. Yeah. So then there'd be like a dead body, and their friends would think that Tucker and Dale killed them because they're the creepy hillbillies living in the woods. Really good movie. I mean, there are ways to see it.
You have to see this movie somehow. If you're listening, see this movie however you can.
And it's even a movie where when it comes out, if it's playing around here, I'll probably go see it because I want to support it. Because I don't want to build it up too much. I just really like what they did, and I really appreciate it's different, and it's original. It's not like a remake or a sequel or whatever. And you could tell that they're big into horror movies, and they played around with the genre, and what you expect.
And this girl who's in it, Allison, it's Katrina Bowden or whatever. Oh my god, I never even knew of her until this movie.
Oh, the main girl.
Oh my god, yeah. Seriously, that's a good enough reason to see it. I guess she's in 30 Rock or whatever.
Oh, she's on 30 Rock. She's going to be in Piranha 3DD.
Yeah, 3DD. I get that. Yeah. 3DD.
I guess she was in.
Going to be a lot of tits in that movie, guys.
I guess she was in Sex Drive. I never saw that.
Yeah, that was an older one. That was pretty good.
And
I didn't even recognize her. And then, wow, good shit. I don't want to spoil the movie, but
I don't even want to really get too much into it. I just wanted
just tell everyone to see it.
Just talk about it because I really liked it and I think it's very good. And either see it, however means you can, or the end of September it finally got picked up for distribution. It's going to be in theaters. So there you go. What up? What else you want? Watch this.
Watch this. We haven't done a fuck this yet, though.
Yeah, we're too good. We're like oh. I know. Everything's awesome. Yeah,
we kind of trashed some movies too. Even though we'll watch this movie.
This movie sucked. Watch it though. Just, you got to see how much it sucked.
But,
a couple shout outs. I mean, I'm just shouting out movies at this point because these are movies I just want to see, but I can't. Now I know there are people out there. If you live in like a cool place like New York or L.A. or maybe international, you got to see Attack the Block. Well, I didn't, and I want to see it. Or The Devil's Double, and I want to see that too. So I just
I do too, because he told me about them, and they sound pretty good, but I can't see them either.
Get into some fucking cowboys and aliens here. Now, let's try to keep it spoiler free at first in case people out there want to see it. I mean, not that there's huge spoilers to give away. There's cowboys and aliens in it. But we'll keep it relatively spoiler free, then we'll get into it after. But go ahead first. What's your take on it?
Okay, I went in expecting that I was going to hate it. Like, really hate it. But not really hate it, but not like it, because Favreau's involved, so you can't. I didn't think I was gonna think it was the worst movie ever or anything, but
sure.
I actually thought it was. I had a good time watching it. I don't know. I mean, there was some problems with it, but I would just say I had a good time. Pretty good.
I agree. Good movie. And weirdly enough, that was kind of we had like a group. We went after the show last night. And then Brian Garstman came with us, and that's kind of what everyone said. I don't know if it's so much of a compliment, but everyone kind of said the same thing was, wow, I thought that was going to be terrible.
Well, maybe if you go into all movies like that, then you'll you know, like them all. I don't know. Maybe that's part of it.
That could be part of it.
If I went in thinking it was going to be the best thing, and it just, it probably would have been like, what the fuck?
But that could be, I mean, I don't know. Maybe if I went in and saw The Zookeeper, and I'd be like, oh, and then I walked out and be like, that was actually pretty good. I thought that's,
I don't know
be
if
the
that's
worst.
Possible. Yeah. You could try that, but I don't think so. Kevin James can go fuck himself at this point. So.
But yeah, I agree. I mean, I had a feeling that it could go that way. It was especially based on the trailers. I didn't like the trailers at all. So I'm with you. I didn't think it looked very good. I was just attracted to, I liked the cast in it, and I liked the director. And I'm
surprised how they actually got into the characters a little bit more than I thought. I thought there would be no backstory, nothing.
Yep.
They did pretty good, actually.
Yeah, same here. Because even, this isn't really spoilers, because at the point, like, it still does get to the aliens rather quickly, but mm-hmm. not right at the beginning. There's still some setup involved, and even with the small moments they have with each of the, even the minor characters.
Yeah, like Paul Dano or Dano, whatever. I like that. He was pretty good.
Yeah, and they set up the relationships enough where you understood. Like, you got why Harrison Ford was going to go on this trek because of his weird relationship with his son, and then Sam Rockwell, and the small moments he had with his chick.
Right.
And, I mean, of course, the kid didn't make as much sense going, but I guess it's the West. They don't care if the kid goes.
Right.
But it took his grandpa or whatever.
And then, like, Harrison Ford had a moment with that kid, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they were doing some moments with people. So it was pretty cool that they did that.
Yeah, it wasn't just in some respect, I'm always just a fan of movies that are spectacles. I enjoy summer films.
Like Transformers or whatever?
Yes. I enjoy summer films just in the merit of, like, I want to see something I'll never see. I'll never see this ridiculousness. Hopefully, anyways.
Yeah.
Hopefully these aliens don't come and start snatching my loved ones to the sky.
Which, that was one issue with the movie that happened. Uh-huh. And they didn't really explain why. Like, you know what I mean? Like, why? But we don't want to spoil it, but just to say.
We'll get into that. I mean, there, you can see it in the trailer. They're snatching up people. We'll just say they don't get too much into it. Why? But it's set up pretty well. The way it's like the characters are set pretty. You take them seriously. Like you said, mm-hmm. it's not like a goof. Because you could have easily
like,
just made him ridiculous. And
speaking
just,
of Shia LaBeouf was a goof today. I thought he was.
Oh, in Transformers.
Yeah, he was just a dickhead to everybody. Like, he was like a whiny douche. No, I don't know. Whatever. Sorry, I saw that today too. So
yeah, it's all right. But yeah, it's similar to. I mean, not going to give anything away, but I don't know if it's just us or if it's a running theme. Where a lot of these movies, they set everything up pretty well, get you involved, uh-huh. and then by the end, it's kind of, okay, it was all right.
Yeah, there was nothing to it. It didn't have, like, a real bang at the end, you know? And that's happened a lot mm-hmm. this year.
Yes.
So.
It fizzles out a little bit. The character stuff is still strong enough. It's just the aliens kind of are not the best. I mean,
I guess.
Maybe
kind of scary a little, but
they were cool. The design was cool, but maybe it's kind of what you were hinting at. There's not enough explanation behind what's going on that you're kind of like, okay, you know, there's
aliens. That's true.
But the design was cool. I liked that they were these big hulking fucking badasses.
And then the weird thing, they set it up kind of easy how the hands came out. You know, out of the chest and exposed.
Yeah, let's just say it's like Quato.
Yeah.
These aliens are like Quato from Total Recall. Their chests open up and these hands come out.
Yeah, I didn't know if they were going to, what they were doing. Were they going to jerk somebody off with those things? Or what? I don't know.
So, I mean, without spoilers, that's basically sums it up. It's similar reaction. The movie handles the characters really well. It's the whole setup and the beginning's good.
Favreau, I guess if he's behind it, you know, he's pretty good, you know?
Yeah, you gotta give him some credit.
Good.
And it's the whole, I guess the common theme has also been with this movie, especially with the multiple people I've talked to, is, holy shit, I thought it was gonna suck.
Yeah, and it really didn't, so. I say watch this. I can't believe I just said that.
Yeah, the streak continues. Watch this. That's why the
fuck
name
this
of this
will happen. I can't wait.
You know something's gonna be bad if we're gonna have to pick out a movie we know. Like go see Jack and Jill or something like that.
Yeah, definitely.
So we could
or
be
Smurfs,
like,
maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe not. I don't know.
But anyways, now we're gonna get in a little spoilers here. So I don't know if you want to go see the movie now because you're like, oh my god, Jim and Scarecrow said watch this. I gotta turn this off. I gotta pause this. Go watch it and then come back and listen to the spoilers. Would you agree?
Yes. Yes.
You don't remember anything.
Jake Lonergan, turning you over to the federal marshal.
Boss, Lonergan's in town.
I want that man. You give him to me now, or I'm gonna take him.
Okay, so, and begin spoilers. Okay, like you said.
Okay. All right, I'll say something. How come they captured the people? What were they doing with them? Like, I don't understand. Were they eating them? I didn't understand why how come the guy, Jake, didn't get his wife back at the end?
She
got snatched, right?
Yeah, she did. There is a small explanation that doesn't really cover it, because they say, Olivia Wilde says, they're trying to find our weaknesses.
Oh, okay.
But apparently, they have this kind of light gun that cuts flesh, and they can also turn people into dust. So they must not really need to study us that much.
Except when they have the big battle, they hardly use it.
Yeah, very true.
So
they do have this big cannon that they're busting out, but they don't use a ton either.
It's like the guy gets the weapon, and they'd manage to just use one little gun to defeat them. So, I don't know. And he was like a marksman with it at the end, like picking them off. They're coming running out with their gun. He's just so good.
Yeah, they're just using six shooters.
And then how he got it, too, was a little, like, yeah, how about I place it right next to you? I'm taking this off.
Oh, you're talking about his wrist gun. Like, because, yeah, Daniel Craig has a weapon of the alien. It's like this weird wrist gun that, like, it knows when they're near. And it has a tracker bullet on it, and it shoots these fucking pulses that fucks them up, basically. But right. Yeah, but when they shoot it at him, he just, like, dodges. He's like,
got
you now.
The way he got it was a little... I mean, I know he had to get it some way, so...
Yeah,
guess,
basically, but the way he gets it, he's captured, right? Yeah, him and his prostitute wife are captured. He does just see her get killed, so she dies.
Oh, she did? I didn't even... I thought when they showed it, that she just got pulled out of the house with the rope.
There's this whole scene when he's with the... Did you see the scene when he's with the Indians and he trips and remembers what happened?
Oh, okay. I must have just glazed over that somehow.
Yeah. Oh, because, yeah, you must have saw it because it's right before he gets the gun. But he's watching the thing, like, cutting her open. And then all of a sudden...
Oh, okay, so it killed her.
Yeah, right. The thing just presses a button and it evaporates her into dust. It's like, all right. So
that's why at the end I was like, why they rescued everybody? Where's his wife? And so I just missed something. All right, yeah. So that covers that.
I mean, going back a little bit more, so before we get into the more of the alien stuff, is that there's this whole thing where the aliens are after gold.
Yeah.
And we all cracked up because there's the Indians tell them they're after gold, or Olivia Wilde does. And then Harrison Ford goes, what do they want gold for? Are they going to buy something?
Yeah, that was his joke.
But that's...
Yeah, I don't know what they needed it for. Maybe to...
That's the thing.
That was the lifeblood.
That might as well be the explanation, because they don't... They just say it's precious.
It's precious to them. Yeah, that's what Olivia Wilde said. Who... Also, I didn't understand why she needed to be there.
Yes.
But she says it. She's like, oh, I came here because I don't want to see this happen again. But that's kind of a shitty reason to come by. Maybe if she was trying to find her people still or something, but she just, I don't know.
Well, because Olivia Wilde ends up being some other type of alien, and she's in a human body. And yeah, so she's there to tell us about the aliens, because she can at least be the... say, you know, they killed my planet and now I'm here for revenge, or whatever she's trying to do. And Jake Sprague of Jim and Them pointed out the point where the movie starts to go bad, and this is very true, when the Indians show up.
Yeah, that was weird.
Because they,
I don't know, I didn't.
They suck. They sucked in it. They weren't good.
They did. The one Indian was cool. Harrison Ford's Indian.
The chief?
The one that was Harrison Ford.
Oh, I did like him. Yeah, the Windtalkers. Like the Windtalkers guy?
Yeah, he was cool.
He always.
But the other Indians didn't even seem like Indians.
That actor always plays the white Indian. He always plays the Indian that was raised by white people. And anything
I've
seen.
Uncle Tom one or whatever.
And of course he speaks the language of that tribe. It's a good thing he knows, like, because they stumble upon some Indians that take him prisoner. But it's a good thing they had this other Indian with them because he speaks their language. But it gets real hokey because they do this whole scene where the Indians give Daniel Craig this, you know, LSD or whatever they have him drink so he can trip out and remember.
So he can remember or whatever.
It's such a scene from another movie. And it's not even like it's that good.
Yeah, that was just their way to have him remember, I guess. He had some peyote or something.
And there's this point where I just started cracking up, like, really loud. Because it just hit me all at once. Because there's the scene towards the end where the chief of the tribe, he's talking to Harrison Ford. He's like, he wants to see your you know, looking glass. Because he has a little handheld telescope thing.
Right.
And then the Indian's looking through it, and I don't even know what he's saying, but I don't know if he's just amazed that he has that, because then he's holding up the thing, he's going, oh, shoo-shoo. And I just had this moment just snapped in my head of how stupid and ridiculous it was. I started laughing so hard, I had tears in my eyes. I was the asshole laughing loud in the theater at, like, a scene that's not funny.
Seemed like they were just trying to do the old... everyone's got to get together business.
Yes.
Like, oh,
yeah.
Put your differences beside you and shit. But
because when he's just going, shusha. It's like, oh, fucking get this scene out of the movie.
At least tell me what he's saying. You know?
Yeah, put some subtitles up for some. What was cool, though, and I was surprised, is that how badass the aliens were, because they were fucking people up.
Yeah, they were, but they weren't using... I don't think they used their technology well.
That's true. That's a great point.
But they were fucking pretty sick. And I thought they would look like demons. They were scary looking.
They were.
Pretty good.
But you're right. Instead of using this... Because they even had, besides the wrist gun, they had this big cannon gun that some of them were holding. But most of them were just running and trying to stab you with their claws.
Then the Indians would come by with a spear and just stab them. They were killing... The humans were, fucking them up after a while, left and right. I was like, huh?
Although, if you look closely, too, the Indians got more kills, kind of. It was like they were getting the kills, not us with guns. It was a lot of white guys just getting killed by the aliens, anyways.
Because you don't want to kill Indians in a movie, because then you'll be, oh, you're racist against Indians.
So pretty much.
That's what it is.
And you were taught, you kind of hinted at it before, like you were talking about their hands that come out, and they had to have the scene with the kid.
Yeah.
Where it's, go ahead.
Yeah. It was an easy way to kill him because the heart was right there.
And so there's this scene, if you haven't seen it, where there's a kid, he's been in the whole movie. Of course, they're not going to kill a kid, but he's getting chased by an alien. He hides in a small cave, and for some reason, this alien's long arms can't reach him. So he decides to use his small chest arms to grab him. But
with the heart in between.
The heart is right there. His chest opens up for these arms to come out with the heart there. So the kid just stabs it, of course. Why wouldn't
he? And he had that special knife that Harrison Ford used, too.
Which I did I did like the relationship. They kind of had the moments with Harrison Ford and the kid. It's just that wasn't a good enough payoff, in my opinion.
Right. And then the Indian was dying in his arms, and he's like, I wish I had a son like you. And you knew that was coming the whole time because his son was a fucking piece of shit. I like the actor, though.
Paul Dano, I like him a lot. I wish he was in the movie more.
Right.
Because, I like him, too.
What else was in it?
And Olivia Wilde, her thing is just, there's a part where she dies and then she comes back.
With her, I was watching for her, too. But, cause sometimes I look at her and I just... This is my thing that I do with girls. Like, I want to fuck this bitch so bad. But then some moments I look at her and her face is kind of, I'm like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, you're having second just, like, thoughts. Just
deciding, do I really want to fuck this girl? That's probably why I missed that part when the wife died. Because I was.
You were contemplating. You're like, well, but what about this Olivia Wilde girl?
What do I give her besides my dick?
It's just, they didn't, like you were saying, if they explained it more, you maybe would have cared that she came to help us, and she does the big sacrifice thing at the end where she can blow up the ship.
Right.
But I was almost just expecting her to come back, because she already came back from the dead once. Like, well, wouldn't she just come back again?
Yeah, she seemed to be, like, some sort of, like, mist, like, or, like some sort of, like, soul, just, like, you know what I mean? There was no real body.
Yeah, because she came out of, like, a spirit fire and then became the body again, so...
So you'd think she could live through that, but
and it was kind of it was kind of weird the way it was almost like Daniel Craig was sad he couldn't fuck her or something. But it's like, dude, she's an alien. What do you want to do? You're gonna fuck this alien?
Yeah, and that was another thing. I guess he couldn't fuck her, but this is another movie where the guy doesn't get to bang the chicken.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
It happened in Captain America. Like, the whole time they have all this, you know, chemistry
sexual
building up,
tension,
and nothing happens. Yeah.
I didn't get their romantic relationship at all, because there's this whole scene where she needs him to clear his mind, so she kisses him, and then, you know, he can release the weapon. But, dude, she's an alien. What are you talking about? That's not even what she really looks like.
He can't really, he can't fuck her as far as the movie goes. Yeah, wouldn't work.
Yeah, she's missed. She's a spirit.
I was just saying, I wanted to see it. You know
hey, sell tickets to that. I'll be there. But I just don't get the logistics involved.
That's true.
I just don't get, am I supposed to be rooting for him to get together with the alien that may not even be a girl, by the way? We don't know. I mean, I guess that's the question. Would you get with some, you know, maybe this disgusting bug alien, but say it looks like Olivia Wilde, but inside.
See, that was the thing. They did a lot with the characters, like the humans, but when it came to the aliens, they didn't give much.
Yeah, that's very true. They skimped on them. And we've been harping on things that were bad. Things they did well. They did. They spent a good amount of time on the characters, so you got it. And in parts, it reminded me of like a zombie movie, just in the way of the fact that like they're fighting with Indians, they're fighting with his old group of, you know, robbers and other cowboys and stuff, and with each other, and that's like a zombie film. People are always fighting with each other, and that's kind of what's causing you to lose. And the zombies are there to, you know, chew you up when you ain't paying attention or some shit because you're too busy fighting each other. So I did like the whole they were in their own way, just like messing it up because they're too busy going back and forth with people, and then they all come together at the end.
Yeah, they all banded together. You know, no racism. You know, just because some of Rob's banks and shit, they got forgiven. Everyone was all happy and loving each other at the end.
One thing I was thinking, though, that town, because they do have that whole part at the end where this town now, everyone loves each other. They love the Indians, cowboys. The wanted man loves the sheriff and everyone's friends. That town.
Yeah, it's like a daisy chain jerk fest.
But every other town would hate that town. They'd be like, what? Indian lovers? Fucking Indian lovers?
They'd come
town?
And just pillage that town.
Yeah, they would just
their
fuck them up.
Done.
Yeah, forget the aliens. Just talk about some real badass fucking cowboys. They're going to come through and fuck that whole town up.
Yeah.
Fucking Indian lover town? What? What?
That's true.
I'm gonna take all their cattle.
That's so. I don't know, man.
What? It's the 1800s. That shit ain't gonna fly. Be like, oh, look at this town. Everyone loves each other there.
In the movie, where was the blacks?
Oh, no, they weren't there.
So now someone's got to say something. This is a racist movie. They didn't fucking, you know, let the blacks come into it. So,
I guess, yeah, maybe they could add a slave or something.
Yeah, you needed at least one.
But then he couldn't
that
die.
That would have made it
worse. Because he wouldn't be able to die. That was the main thing. There's no way you could let him die. He would have been like the kid. Because then they would have been like, what? This ragtag group? You got a man, a boy, and a slave? That's it. That's your whole crew.
They would have really got fucked up then. The other, the town down the street, that one would have came in. Yeah,
that town down the street hates that fucking thing.
I got everything in this motherfucker.
Have you seen them? They love Indians, little kids, and black people. So, Cowboys and Aliens, man. I'm trying to think. I think we kind of covered. I think we covered all the bases on Cowboys and Aliens. It's just if they had spent, they didn't have to spend as much time as they did on the people, obviously, but just a little clearer on, why they're taking people, what they're doing with this gold,
right?
Maybe it's just that thing. No reason. It's just
no reason. Quentin Dippidoo, whatever the fuck his name is, would love it. Or at least point it out. No reason. You don't need a reason anymore.
We just do what we do.
Or you could be like M. Night Shyamalan and try to give a reason that's stupid. Water. Well, is there a fucking downfall? Okay, don't. I would rather not a reason then.
That's true. Some shit reason. Stupid. And like, because then all of a sudden you have a really good movie, but the reason just sucks.
Yeah.
It's like, this movie is really good, but their reason was terrible.
Yeah, I can fill in the blanks on my own, thank you.
But
good movie.
It's a solid film. I mean, minor gripes aside, these are all kind of just little things. It just would have helped make it better. It would have helped fill it out and kind of make it an all-around good movie. The cast is good, and the way the characters are handled and the way it's set up, it's watchable. It's good shit.
Watch this.
Now, we were talking about, because I guess we're almost finishing up here.
Yeah.
We're talking about what to watch, so what we can watch for next week. Now, you mentioned this movie, Boot Camp.
Yeah, Mila Kunis,
Mila Kunis.
You gotta watch it just for that.
Is there any type of buzz on it? I think I may have heard of it before.
I mean, I don't know if it's, these are ones I haven't seen, so I searched through Netflix for hours on end trying to find, how there's so many shitty movies on there?
Yeah.
And, like, I found that one, and it looks like I could watch it. So, I didn't really hear the buzz
on it. I mean, most of the feedback from the people, the reviews on Netflix are good. So, we'll see. So, we'll put that on there. I also want to throw one on there, too. We'll try not to always do two.
Okay.
But this is just a movie I've been meaning to watch, and I haven't. So, maybe this will get me to watch it. It's an older movie, and I've never seen it before. The Conversation. With Gene Hackman.
What year is this now?
It's a Francis Ford Coppola movie. It's from the 70s.
Oh, okay. 74. I've never heard of it.
Have you never seen it?
Interesting.
It's the follow-up to The Godfather. It's an audio surveillance expert, Gene Hackman, faces a moral quandary when he suspects that a couple whose conversation has been hired to surreptitiously record will be murdered. Oh, so he thinks the couple's going to be murdered. Something or other. So, I don't know. It's a famous movie. I know it's well-regarded. I've just never seen it, and I've always wanted to see it. Boot Camp. Packed off to Camp Serenity on a remote Fiji Isle. Teenage rebel Sophie Bauer, played by Mila Kunis, who's in... What's that movie out right now?
Oh, the one where...
Friends with Benefits, or is it No Strings Attached? I know it's like
Friends with Benefits.
All right. And a host of other troubled kids find themselves brutalized by an unhinged doctor. Peter Stormare. I like him a lot. Sadistic staff.
So basically, these kids go away because they're bad, and then the people just fuck them up the ass and beat them up instead of like trying to like rehabilitate.
I want to see it now. I'm in.
Yeah, and especially with this chick, she's pretty good. So you know what I mean. She's got the Olivia Wilde sort of look, but better looking even. So
Mila Kunis is very hot.
I would eat French fries off her asshole. I mean, she's something, I don't even know what that meant, but
I mean, and we're horror buffs, so I mean, there's probably going to be a lot of horror films. I mean, especially, I mean, we're not close yet, but Halloween coming up soon. We like to watch some thrillers.
Horror. Final Destination 5.
Ooh, when is that? A couple weeks.
It's a couple weeks. The fucking bridge collapse. I'm gonna love it.
Before get into that a little bit, what was the last one? It was just called The Final Destination, right?
Yeah, that one wasn't as good, but I like those movies.
I do too. I didn't see that one, so I caught it on cable. And I think I talked about this on Jim and Them. I love that there's a racist guy in it that gets killed by being dragged by his own truck
by,
or something.
By the truck.
He's
yeah,
going.
Yeah.
He goes to
That's
a black guy.
That's usually what they do to them, yeah. And then he got it.
He goes to a black guy's house to light a cross on fire on his lawn, but, like, you know, death steps in and wacky shit happens, so it ends up he gets on fire being dragged by
yeah,
a truck.
And gets usually, you know, the black people always get dragged. Yeah. And we still do this to this day, I guess, in Texas. But, yeah, so he got the tables turned.
I watched that on cable, and I loved every minute of it.
Yeah, it was good. But it's probably not as good as some of the others, but
yes.
Because the only thing... was the NASCAR thing was a little weird. Like,
yes.
It was cool, but
mm-hmm.
I like the idea of bridge collapses, roller coasters, and, you know, the other thing, the pile up. But
because obviously, yeah, these movies, we're not watching them for character development and plot. We want to see some inventive kills because we saw Final Destination 2 in theaters. Well, we saw all of them in theaters
right?
Together. And the second one was so awesome. And, but,
yeah,
because
the kills in that were
we
awesome.
Were laughing and cheering the whole time, but and yeah. to this day, when I get onto a plane, we used to do this when we would both fly together. I get onto a plane, I'll check the clip that
little
holds
seat thing. Yeah,
yeah. There's a what's that fucking the table in front of you there?
Yeah.
There's a clip.
I don't know what you call it.
Yeah,
it's got a clip.
The clip holds it in place, but in Final Destination 1, he remembers he's in the plane's gonna crash because when he takes it, it comes off in his hand. So
yeah,
I check it.
I do that too, still.
I check it every time. If that ever came off of my hand, I don't know what the fuck I'll do, but I'll probably not be on that flight. I'd probably be out.
I'd be out. But yeah, definitely going to check that shit out because they're good.
And then we got Rise of the Planet of the Apes this Friday coming up. So next
yeah,
week's
I'm
show.
Hoping, now, I want to lower my expectations now because I kind of really want to see this. And I hope they don't.
Yeah, you don't want to because now it's the opposite of the Cowboys
yeah.
and Aliens thing. Cause
I'm going in. I'm going to love it, but oh, shit.
I remember after we stopped recording last week, I remember you saying, we're going to have so much fun trashing the shit out of that movie.
Yeah, it didn't happen, though. I mean, I got to give him credit.
But yeah, maybe keep it in check so it's not the opposite effect where, I mean, and Super 8 maybe dealt with that from me and probably from you
me
as
too.
Well. Whereas just you went in being like, oh, this is going to be great. And I was like, oh, it wasn't great.
Franco, though, you know, I like him, so I don't see how he's gonna let me down. I really don't think he's gonna let me down, man.
I'm looking forward to it. I even saw a long trailer that gave away a lot that I wish it didn't, but I'm still liking what I see. I know a lot, it's not for everybody, obviously. Some people just think it looks dumb, and I understand yeah. that, but I want to see it. So we got get on your Netflix instant, people. Mila Kunis in Boot Camp. If you want to go old school, watch a little Gene Hackman in The Conversation, hit up the theaters, Rise of the Planet of the Apes, be on the lookout for the next episode to watch this, email us your thoughts on movies or suggestions. If you have a movie you think we should check out, let us know.
And there you have it.
And I don't know, we haven't done our outro yet. What's our outro?
Yeah, we need an outro.
Or it's like...
yeah, it's over. Yeah, it's over. There's the outro. Just keep playing that.
Yeah, yeah. We're okay. So we'll be like, yeah. So yeah, that's watch this. I'm Jim.
The curtains are closed. Till next. No, the balcony's closed.
And
till next week.
And turn off the projector.
Yeah, turn off the projector. No one does that one.
Yeah. And we're out.